At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
A lot of upset picks continuing to come in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line during the break. We want you to keep sending them in at 844-326-3663. But we, Diesel, have football, real football, that we can watch tonight on our television screens.
I wouldn't go that far. The Cowboys are playing.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. We're continuing the trash talk. Oh, y'all keep talking trash. Tomorrow, y'all aren't going to have anything to say. That's the fun part, because that's where we're going in this segment, Diesel. We're talking about the Eagles-Cowboys tonight. Also want to hear from you Tolos out there at 844-FAN-PHONE. Real simple. Who wins tonight? What's your prediction for the very first NFL game of the season? Give us a little score prediction if you want. Bonus points is there as well. But Diesel, the Philadelphia Eagles, we all know, Super Bowl champions, they obliterated the Kansas City Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl, right? Tonight, favored by 8.5, a pretty big spread for the NFL. You mentioned it earlier. The Cowboys coming into this game with question marks at run game, question marks on defense at linebacker, with Micah Parsons obviously being traded last week over to the Green Bay Packers. So the Philadelphia Eagles, did they lose some guys? Sure. They lost two really good defensive linemen to free agency that I do think will be big pieces that they're missing in 2025. But doesn't it feel like tonight the Cowboys just have to answer so many more questions about their team that it doesn't feel like a good spot for the Cowboys to win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the adage is as true in the NFL as it is in college football to say, you know, that the defenses are just ahead of the offenses.
Yeah.
This Dallas Cowboys team is going to have to figure a lot out. They're going to have to figure out the running game. I think the passing game is going to be fine with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens out there and Dak throwing them the ball. Everybody's healthy going into the season. I think they're going to be fine throwing the football, but is that going to turn them into a one-dimensional team? I know the NFL is pass-heavy anyway, but when you look at the other side of the football there and Saquon Barkley being there with the Eagles, it shows you what having a quality run game can do for you. That I think a lot of teams and franchises have forgotten for a long time, having that explosive kind of run game is a game changer in the NFL, especially when everybody is building their teams to sell out to stop the pass.
Look, the plain and simple, Diesel, the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley last year. Like, they just don't. He was the difference maker. He was the cherry on top, per se, that took Philadelphia from really good to great. And with Saquon Barkley, what they were able to do last year, what I think they'll be able to do this year, it's tough, to your point. It's tough to stop because they have so many weapons on the outside. They have the best running back in football, right? They have a really good quarterback, really good defense. Reed Blankenship and those guys back there, they're tough. The Eagles have been really good at home lately. The over has hit in six of the last eight games between these two. So to your point about passing a lot tonight, maybe expect some high-scoring affair tonight. The Eagles are on an 11-game home winning streak and have covered the spread in six of their last seven home games. So pretty impressive there, Diesel. You've won 11 at home in a row, covered the spread six of their last seven. Cowboys have struggled historically as heavy underdogs like this. They have a 1-5 straight-up record in their last six games when getting a touchdown or more. So, like, you look at this line tonight, 8.5 points, and you know how you and I always talk about, we talked about it with App State last week, like, what trick does Vegas have up their sleeve tonight? Do I think Dallas could win the game? I do think Dallas could win the game, but I will tell you this. I joked about it earlier, Diesel, with the Super Bowl hangover. I'm not joking. In order for Dallas to win tonight, I think Philadelphia would have to come out and just come out and completely not show up, right? Well, turnovers, not look like themselves.
It's worth something, though, as well, to say the Dallas Cowboys are under new management. Not Jerry. I'm talking about Schottenheimer. I mean, you tell me. Transitioning to this new Schottenheimer system, I mean, that's got to change some things for Dallas.
We'd hope. I mean, I'll tell you this.
Unless you don't want it to be more of the same.
Well, I go back to what I said a minute ago. There are a lot of unknowns. You know how this week we've talked about Clemson and the problem with running back, the problem with the offensive line, some issues. Like, we didn't know those problems existed until Saturday night. The deal with the Cowboys is we know that at running back, they're relying on Miles Sanders and Jaden Blue, who they just drafted from Texas, right? You talked about George Pickens coming in. New receiver. Him and Dak have never played in the game before. Some questions at offensive line in a few positions. Defensive linebackers. I mean, there are a lot of question marks. Brian Schottenheimer, first game. How does the team react to losing Micah? Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of questions where you would look at this if you're a better tonight and think, man, I know sometimes you might want to fade, you might want to go with the underdog, but realistically, Diesel, it just seems like this tonight set up in a big way. The Eagles are they're dropping a banner tonight. They're being recognized. You know, it just seems as if realistically I could see it being a 14-point game tonight.
So you're saying that all of your bullish.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This on the Cowboys and their chance to win is just false hope.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
It's false hope. It's false hope every year, every game. It's always false hope.
Okay.
That's what we live off of as Cowboy fans. There's nothing realistic that you ever think, oh, we could win this game. Like,
maybe you should go get a custom-made jersey from NFLShop.com, pay whatever it costs, like $400 for a custom jersey. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And just put false hope across the back.
That's a good point. I'm with it. Hey, I will tell you this, though. Dak Prescott tonight, I think, will probably diesel throw the football more than they would like him to. We mentioned Brian Schottenheimer coming in first year. Mike McCarthy always said, he was always real big on, like, hey, I want to run the football. Let's establish the ground game. You mentioned Philadelphia. They're going to be able to run the ball tonight, no doubt. We'll see. There are so many matchups within the game that are going to be fun to watch tonight. Number one, how Dallas does stop the run or try to stop the run with Saquon back there, with Kenny Clark, their new interior defensive line. How Dallas does tonight against the run game, number one. That's big up front, right? Number two, going back to Dak and Schottenheimer, Diesel, on the flip side, I don't think Dallas will be able to run the football tonight. I think if you look as a team, Dallas might rush for like 70 yards tonight. So with that being said, I could very well see a scenario tonight where Dak Prescott throws it 40 times. And that's not what you really want, right? We saw that a little bit under Kellen Moore. But I do think you could see a scenario tonight where the pressure's on Dak. And how many times in Dak Prescott's career have we seen this movie where the Cowboys are trailing, Diesel? Dak has to throw it 94 times to try to play catch-up because you have no run game. You're trying to score points and do it in a quick fashion. I just don't like, going back to the whole false hope thing that you joked about, I don't like the way this one kind of spells out for Dallas tonight. I just don't look at it a realistic path to victory. That's the problem.
See, I can't tell. I know you're serious about that. I can't tell if James is being serious or if James is simply sandbagging. He says Philly should be used to celebrating, getting all full of themselves, and then losing for no reason.
Ooh.
So I guess he's pulling some Eagles historical data there.
Ooh.
Dan B wants to know over under on the tush push
That's
tonight.
A good one.
Can we bet on that? I'm sure you can. I'm sure somebody's got a line on that somewhere.
That's a good thought.
This is going to be an interesting one. You really wish, I guess, if you're Dallas in this short term, you really wish you could have gotten a linebacker to replace Micah, you know, to get a decent run-stopping linebacker. But obviously the Packers weren't willing to give that up, and Jerry was willing to take two first-round picks.
You know, I will say, I just told you for the past 5 minutes that I think Philadelphia should win tonight. Mm. But if you asked me, Diesel, how Dallas can win tonight, Dak Prescott, when healthy, in his career has been a really, 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 really good quarterback, top 10, top 5 quarterback, right? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I can't remember exactly what year, every statistical category, he was better than Mahomes in every single one of them. He stayed healthy the whole year. He had a great year. Dak, I think it was 23. So if you told me tomorrow the Cowboys really were going to be talking about the Cowboys win, I could see it. I just think ultimately it'd be a pass-heavy game, CD, George Pickens, two touchdowns apiece maybe, and then the Philadelphia Eagles, as I kind of joked about a minute ago, are turning the football over, being a little uncharacteristic. Because, you know, I mean, Super Bowl hangovers sometimes are a real thing. You won the Super Bowl a season ago. How you performed tonight, 8 months after the Super Bowl? I mean, you can't just all of a sudden come out and say Philadelphia is going to win tonight and win by 14 points. You would like to think that, but at the end of the day, Dallas has got players. They've got athletes. They've got really good talent. But the little things that Dallas always fails to do, I think that's where Philadelphia is probably going to shine tonight.
It's going to be a fun one to watch, man. Early season football, always a blast. We'll see. You know, if the Eagles can keep it rolling, again, like you said, dynasties are hard to repeat, especially when everybody is targeting you and it's a rivalry game and there's a little something extra. You know, maybe losing Micah galvanizes this defense. Maybe they say, you know what? We don't need him. We can play better without him. We can actually stuff the run without him instead of having one of our defensive ends just running roughshod into the backfield and leaving us out here on an island to try to take down a runner. But that's easier said than done.
John Dog, real
Saquon
quick.
Saquon on the other side.
John Dog says the Cowboys can't beat Philly's scout team.
Ooh,
that's a little rough there, John Dog. We'll see. Maybe we'll be surprised tomorrow.
Very Upsetting gets in his upset pick, and he is the 100th upset pick, by the way.
Wait, that's his name?
Very Upsetting, yeah. So he's clearly a Cowboys fan.
I love it.
He's taking Mississippi State plus 6.5, hosting Arizona State on Saturday. How about that? Tolo's 844-326-3663. Don't wait until the last minute to get us your upset picks for week number 2. Go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the underdog wins, and then text us with your name, the game, and the spread, and we'll get you into the game. When we come back, Cole, a slippery slope continues to get slicker and slicker, and college football faces another existential crisis. We'll talk about it next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.